Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very proud to say that. They do it with class. They do it with integrity. And we thank you for being so supportive for all of these years. I was thinking about y'all before I came. And I said, you know, we have history together, you and I. We've been hanging out for a long time. And I said, you know, with all this music that you've given us, we should go on a journey. A life and love journey. And I'm going to go back and get some if it's all right with you. Is that all right with you? And I know some of this music that I'm going to get, some of you were not here when it was made, but we hope to create new memories for you. Now this song that I'm about to give you, I didn't like it at first. And the pips told me, well, go tell Mr. Gordy you don't like it. I said, it's not that. I can't relate to it. So I told him, I said, Mr. Gordy, if you don't mind, would you not put out this record? He said, I'm putting this record out. Well, he did it. You liked it. Sent it straight to number one. And as I grew a little older, I came to understand it just a little bit better. At any rate, the story goes.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman. You'd be meek as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, and you were my man. Yeah. She tears you down, darling. Says you're nothing at all. But I'll pick you up, darling, when she left the ball. You're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like that. Yes, you may come to love you, but me, you don't ask. If I were your woman,
if I
were your woman, if I were your woman,
you are my woman.
Here's what I do.
And better love, and welcome to the Truth to Power show. And my name is Beverly, and we have with us, we have Eric, my co-host, and we also have Geneva, the astrologer, with us tonight too. So let's see, Eric, wait a minute, hold on here. Eric, are you there? Can you hear me? Yes, I can.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Hello,
all right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
good,
very well.
Good.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And before I bring our guest up, for people that's not familiar with her, she is a qualified astrologer. She's a metaphysical teacher. She's an intuitive spiritual advisor. She's a spiritual life coach. She's the founder of Gem Light Work. She uses her intuitive and conscious knowledge to offer guidance to all others, clients, encouraging them to move in a positive direction, to face challenges. She worked for 15 years with the California Psychic, so she's very well qualified. And how are you doing, Geneva? Thanks for joining us again.
Hey there, Bev. How are you? I'm good. So happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me. Hey,
Rossi.
How are you? Thank you.
Big up, G. How are you? I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Ready for the show. Ready for tonight.
Ready to rock and roll. Yeah, we on fire already.
And do all those great things that we do.
Already. Yeah. They've already been it's kind of a continuation from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bev started her show last night with the Isley Brothers. They played four. She played three, and Rob came in and played one. And it was a beautiful session. And, man, it was fire, you know. So it just basically a continuation from that divine order. You know, I didn't know that the four was going to be at the forefront. And so, you know, we come with the Pips, and that's the four group. And,
yeah.
You know, we're just going to see naturally where the night takes us, you know. So, yeah.
We're going on that magic carpet ride tonight. We'll see.
On a fantastic voyage. Yeah, we're going on a fantastic voyage already.
All right.
Now, Geneva, what can you tell us what is going on with the planets and where we at and the energy that's going on now? And
well, you know, currently Saturn in Capricorn is still testing, still making sure that we are putting in the work, enthusiastic effort to fulfill our goals in career, in relationships, in goals, period. Jupiter's now in Aquarius, so happy about that. So Jupiter is no longer debilitated in Capricorn. It's able to give us the urges for abundance and studies and researching and expanding our ways in various areas of life. And it's just a really great time right now for change. I'd say around May, late May, is when Jupiter retrogrades back into Capricorn along with Saturn and that great conjunct where you start to feel the results of all of the things that we worked really hard for. Jupiter won't be debilitated at that time. And you're just going to start really seeing more work, more networking, more of what you worked and studied for. Okay, so just be on the lookout for that. For us musicians, and if you notice, everything is opening up right around now. Okay, it's just going to open up a little bit more and more as more people, you know, get the vaccine and whatnot. But everything is opening up more. So that's great for musicians. It's great for productivity. It's great for sales. It's great for business. You know, it was just at a time where, you know, the 10th house matters, nonprofits, our elderly, our sickly, our government, and the 4th house of home, Cancer. We were highly affected in both those two, that access. So either we were sent home or we were really sent home. Some of us had to work from home. Some of us had to work really hard and overdrive because other people were not able to work. And some of us really had to work hard on looking for work. So it's just one of those things to set us straight and to really value the home, value our elders, value our nonprofits, really using our time wisely, if that makes sense.
And also, you know, this was dealing with health, too, because, you know, our body is considered our home also. So we had to really pay attention and make adjustments when it came to our health.
Yes. Just about every area of life we had to put in efforts for some of us who had Saturn and Jupiter conjunct in the sixth house or aspecting the sixth house of health. It was about paying attention to your physical body. It was about routine. It was about subordinates. It was about the enemy. So our own thinking is the enemy. Our own lack of routine is the enemy. So some of us were highly, highly struck with Saturn and Jupiter energy in the 10th house of career. And some of us were highly struck with Saturn and Jupiter energy in, you know, in the ninth house of education and expansion. I mean, all of us put in a lot of hard work this last year, these last 2 years, actually.
Eric, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Do y'all notice how, you know, back in the day, a lot of people that was ashamed to wear glasses, you know. You put on some glasses, they call you four eyes. You know, back then that was maybe the term, you know, four eyes or a Coke bottle. You know, you know, different hard sayings. But now glasses is a fad. People don't even have problem with their eyes, they wear glasses. Y'all notice that? I don't know why I'm bringing this up or where it's going, where I'm going. Well, I ain't going nowhere with it. I'm just bringing it up. It's interesting. It really is. I'm dealing with astrology too because in the movie Glass with Samuel Jackson, there actually was that's the zodiac code for his zodiac sign, which will be right on the cusp, Sagittarius, which is silica. That's his salt mineral. It's silica. Mm-hmm. And so it was dealing with that aspect, but also technology and brilliance, the brain. And being held down by institutions, he was told that he wasn't a superhero, or he didn't have these occurrences that was happening to him. That every time he'll stumble and break his bones. That she was telling him, "No, this is not happening." And the opposite with Bruce Willis, nothing could harm him, and she was telling him, "Now, no, these things ain't happening to you either." So they were giving him drugs, and so this is kind of where we are in the right now. We online with superhuman abilities that you have to be careful how you expose that. You have to kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched that documentary that G was telling us about that the Black Godfather. Black Godfather. Yo, I'm telling
yes.
Hey y'all.
Oh my
God. The Black Godfather.
What's the name of it again? Oh, the Black Godfather. Okay.
Black Godfather is a documentary on Clarence Avant, who is the businessman of all businessmen in the world of music and talent. Phenomenal person who could see people's energy and put it to work.
Wow.
Really amazing. Really amazing documentary.
That was the insight.
I mean, and so this is the core to everything that's going on. They're using it. They're using the numbers. We keep talking about it. They're using the numbers, and that's a good documentary. To me, it's a lot of people involved in the documentary that it. I'm not really interested in some of the side of the documentary, but I am interested in the music. I love the music because he had Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle. That song, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He was involved with that. He was involved with the SOS band with Bill Withers, Rise to Fame. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the list goes on and on and on. He touched so many people, but, it's another side of that. I mean, the people go and watch it, they'll understand what I'm talking about. We still
right. You got to watch it.
We did researchers on this. Yeah. So a lot of us know about that kind of stuff that be going down. But anyway, it's good for the fact that they're using astrology, and it's not. And he ain't talking about it. He never told nobody what he did. He never told nobody what he does.
No.
Nobody never knew what. Everybody know this man, but nobody ever know what he does. What he did in his life.
Mm.
And he was a
master
astrologer.
But it's
right there. He used numbers.
The clues are all there. You just watch the documentary. I mean, this man was so amazing at disconnecting the energy, the frequency, and the vibration. He knew everyone. He was a master networker. And you'd have to know his birth chart to really see why he was so capable. And he understood the power behind people, behind the scenes, the spotlight. He just was an amazing thinker, and you have to watch it. I mean, from Babyface, L.A. Reid, Snoop Dogg, P. Diddy, Quincy Jones, he was everyone's friend, using them electromagnetic ways. I mean, he really put everything to full use at the greatest capacity. He definitely knew what he was doing. And the clues are all there. Just once you see it,
it's interesting. Y'all check it out.
It's like, why did I not think of that?
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't speak up. Hey, man, this is something, man. You have to see it for yourself. I dare not speak on this person right here, man. He ain't nobody.
Right.
He ain't nobody. You have to watch and see what I'm talking about. I'm not speaking on this man. I'm not saying nothing. I enjoyed the documentary. That's it. That's all I got to say. I enjoyed it.
That was,
but anyway,
producer,
yeah. Go ahead, Beverly.
What was he? Was he like a? Was he a producer or what? What was he? His role that he played.
Go ahead, G.
No, can you hear me?
Well, it's
interesting. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
It's interesting because they'll tell you they don't really know what he does, but he makes deals happen.
Oh.
That's what he did in
okay.
the industry. He brought everybody to light. He knew their energy and he knew
okay.
what time it was. He knew who aligned people and he's worked with everyone in just
okay.
about every way that you possibly can think of. And everyone knows him. Everyone knows him. And there's
okay.
a reason for that. He is a master networker, and that's the 11th house of
okay.
Aquarius. Okay?
Mm.
So he was really able to figure
okay.
things out. Here we are. We're talking about multiple Grammy, American Music Award, Motown legend, Gladys Knight. We're going to talk about a few people and really
okay.
take a look into the personality that comes from artistic energy. You know, the type of planets and the type of energy that you'd be looking for in that creative field. There are many of us who are quite talented but not gifted, meaning you have the talent, but you're not going anywhere. And there may be people who are really gifted and not talented. We can say a few names about that, but to include with that subject, but that'd be a whole different conversation. You know, but looking at our Mercury energy, Mercury represents our words. Venus is literally your creativity. Looking at that fifth house of creativity, your ambition and your power to do so would be Mars. Your success is Jupiter and Saturn. Where the sun shines brightest is, and where the moon shines as well, because the moon is a spotlight. So it's very interesting when you look at Gladys Knight, or you look at Michael Jackson, and you look at Marvin Gaye, and they had signature music energy in the way of Venus and Pisces, Jupiter and Pisces. Pisces is the house of hidden talents. And depending on, you know, what planets you have in that sign, under what sign, Taurus, Libra, Virgo, Pisces, let's see, even Aries and Sagittarius, those are extremely, extremely gifted and talented musicians. Libra, the voice itself is ruled by Taurus, so you'll find that some people are better at airwaves, meaning they're more like broadcasters. That's more Taurian and Gemini. But just based on your chart, you know when a person or if a person can become famous based on the time that they're born. And that's like knowing if they're Leo rising, if they're Magha ascendant, Purva Phalguni, Dhanishta. There's wealthy energies that you're just naturally born into. But if you don't know what time it is, and if you don't know how to activate that energy, it'll take you a little bit longer than it should. Mars and Taurus is a really great musical energy. Venus and Leo is an amazing theatrical energy. Not only is it theatrical, but it's drama, it's theater. It's just about anything that has to do with the arts, because even though Leo is ruled by the sun's energy, it falls under Venus. K2 energy, which is your south node, that's past life. And even Magha, which is Leo, if you have any placements in Leo, you're definitely meant to stand out. It's like the sun just walked in the room. So that's something to really think about, because, again, some of us are meant to be one-hit wonders, and some of us are meant to be lasting artists. And if you knew which energies you were aligned with and can funnel your energy into that instead of the dumb stuff that we are interested in right now, you'd be able
right.
to make more of the gifts that you're given and live at full capacity. Most people use 10% of their brain, and the other 90% of their brain is limiting and restricting the 10% in expansion because they don't know anything but what's sitting in front of their face. That's it. They don't know how to multiply, divide, add, and subtract by the power of 10. You know, they don't know what congruent or non-congruent is. They didn't really take algebra. You know, they didn't really study in school, and yet we use mathematics, polymathematics, every day in our relationships and how we work, our work ethic, and how we love and how we hate. In everything that we do, we use energy, frequency, and vibration. Instead, people like to stay in silence.
True.
I find it very fascinating. Neptune is another planet. You want to look at your Neptune position. You want to know where your Neptune is aspecting. But Venus will tell you everything, because Venus is literally the planet of art, music, entertainment. Okay, so if you have a Venus in Leo, a Venus in Taurus, I mean, look where that Taurian energy is. Look where that Libran energy is. Look, spotlight is on you. Okay, and you'll be able to see. And the more you put your energy into that, where the sun shines brightest, the better you are.
So do it matter what house? Like you say, the Venus might be in your second house or something. Does that matter? Where is that?
It does.
In your chart?
It does, yes. The fifth house is the house of arts in general. Creativity, like music, dance, and drama. That's the fifth house of Leo. Imagine that. Where we stand brightest. Leo is the sun. It's ruled by the sun. And it's also the seventh house. The seventh house is ruled by Libra. It's the house of people, the audience. So Libra energy is also someone who can make great deals in music, in the arts, in design. So it's ruled by Venus. So it is about the arts, fine art, art galleries, traveling. And then Taurus, again, is the throat. It's the voice that you sing with. So so I always look and see, where is Venus? Okay, I look at the D10 chart, which is a magnification of your 10th house of career and your obligation to society. It's your career and your status. Are you musically inclined? Are you artistically inclined? But you would really want to take a look at that fifth house energy to see just how creative you are, and the 12th house of Pisces, because the 12th house of Pisces is hidden talent. There are so many Pisceans that are creative, and they may fall under a nakshatra or a lunar mansion, which is time, the timing that you're born under, called Revity. And Revity is nothing but the arts. It's creativeness. So you'll find that a lot of people that have Piscean energy are really super spiritual, or teachers, or they're ministers, or they're artists. Okay, so it's a powerhouse of hidden talent. A lot of people that are Piscean and even Aquarius, they're ruled by the drum. So they like the beat of the drum, and they like to be in isolated places, like DJs, okay? DJs and dancers. You know, Pisces is ruled by the feet. So people who have a Mars in Pisces, or they just have a really strong Pisces planet, that would indicate that they're artistic. They could be poets. They could be dancers. Okay, so really finding out what those energies are, you would have to know what time you were born. And that's an energy. That's a frequency, and it's a vibration. What wave are you vibrating on? Are you vibrating on a lower frequency, or are you vibrating on a higher frequency?
When you came through your mother canal, so all of that plays a part of it.
Oh, yes.
Frequency,
absolutely.
When you were coming through. Okay.
Yes. That is actually the rite of passage. That Saturn energy in itself is labor, hard labor. That's why Saturn rules the 10th house of career, and that's why Saturn also co-rules the 11th house of wish fulfillment and hopes and dreams. And it's an innate knowing in the 11th house. It's not like we didn't come here to know. Okay, we know. It's just that you have to fine-tune that energy and work on it. Revisit, rediscover it, you know, and a lot of people don't know. They're just like, huh? Because they're sitting on the couch using 10% of their brain. I'm interested, but why are you interested? You're interested, there's an urge for a reason. There's an interest and a desire to study it for a reason. It's Jupiterian. Jupiter wants you to expand in that energy. So who is Jupiter? For the Greeks, it's Zeus. For other people, it's the house of religion. It's protection, and it's expansion, and it's celebration, and it's our belief system. So what is your Jupiter placement? Is your ego, the sun, shining too bright that you can't see your Jupiterian energy? You know, so we're gifted these urges of interest so that we can expand in multiple fields to create abundance. But most people want to sit on their 9-to-5.
Right.
And
what
creating
about
itself.
The,
Creating itself.
Go ahead.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. Creating is a form of healing oneself. Every time you create, creating is like meditation for people. It's therapeutic for people. When you are creating, you're not thinking about your bills and you're not thinking about the person that left you unless you're writing about them, but it's still healing. You're letting it out and you're creating and you're expanding yourself. We're meant to create. That's why, you know, in some belief systems and in some faiths, they call us, you know, they call themselves gods and goddesses on earth. We are here to create. You are a goddess. You are here to create abundance. Okay? So, yeah, as above, so below, that is real, but we have to know what time it is. If you don't know that the spotlight is on you, if you don't know that you're glowing, and if you don't use your gifts at full capacity, you're really kind of stuck in the same cycle. A very boring life. I mean, how did that work out for you for the last 30 years? Oh, wow, I didn't realize that I was as creative as I am. That's because you weren't thinking. You were choosing to think about things that really didn't matter that kept you stuck. To be present is to gain because the gift of life is living. Okay, so to be present will always be a gain. Are you present in your creativity? Are you present in what's going on today? Or are you still stuck on yesterday's news? And most of us are stuck in everything but what's literally going on right now. It's how we use our time because Saturn is actually the so-called father of time. Well, what are you doing with time? And to some people, Saturn is Santa Claus. What did you do in the meantime? Okay, well, let's see if you did what you were supposed to do with your time. Was it productive? No, you were sitting there doing nothing, or you were sitting there working on something that was keeping you stuck. So you just have to know what time it is. And most people, they only know, I was born on, you know, in May, so I'm a Taurus. Oh, okay. So how does your mind feel? What kind of energy is your mind under? What moon energy were you in? And people tend to stay stuck in their feelings. The moon changes signs every 2 days. So what are you stuck on? Okay? You got to know, well, how's today's moon affecting my feelings? Is it magnifying them? When you question yourself about blockages, like writer's block and things like that, well, what time is it? People know how to tell time, but they don't know how to read it. And to tell is a tale of time, meaning T-A-L-E. You got to know to read time. You know that the sun comes up at a certain time. You know that the sun comes down. You know that the moon comes out at a certain time. But what about Saturn and Jupiter and Mars and the different planets that give us ambition like Mars? Do you know how that's affecting you? And do you know how to use the energy? Is Mars in Aries or is it in Taurus? Is it affecting your action and making money, or is it keeping you stagnant? Is it making people more aggressive, or is it making people more ambitious? But if you don't know what time it is, you're kind of like lost, really clueless. Oh, is that why everybody's acting funny? I thought it was a full moon. Really? Got to pay attention to the signs. Musicians know it. They talk about the stars all the time. And the Bible itself is nothing but, you tell it, Rossi, what is scriptures? What are parables? Rossi, are you there?
Did you leave us? He stepped away.
Okay, so parables are literally mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're mathematical points.
Go ahead.
Constellation points.
Okay.
When you really start to understand scriptures and really study the poets, you really understand. Even musicians in their lyrics, you know, when they write about energy. Prince was a really good example of that. I mean, he wrote a lot about planetary alignment. You know, he wrote a lot about things that is considered the seventh harmonic. And so what is the seventh house? And what is harmony? Connecting people. Why do we want to connect people to bring balance, harmony? And so that frequency is music. So we can go on and on about fame, mm-hmm. you know, where is fame? Wherever the sun and the moon, that's fame, because the sun is the biggest planet there is. And then the moon is the spotlight, okay? So if you understand that, you'll know. Rahu is about obsession, worldly desires. You may find that musicians might have Rahu in Aquarius in the 10th house, okay, like Rihanna. And I think she made like $43 million in only 8 years since her first album release. Venus, mm-hmm. placed in the 5th, 7th, or 10th, signifies worldly and kingly fame. Okay, why would Venus in the 5th, the 7th, and the 10th house mean worldly and kingly fame? Because Venus is wealth. Venus is arts. The 5th house is creativity. The 7th house is business, people, the audience. The 10th house is career and status. So you have Venus and Magha, which is Leo in the 10th house. That's famous actors. Okay, they don't. And when you know this, it's just, you just know. So you're a Magha, which is ruled by Venus with the sun's energy, and yet you're just, you know, taking on a little behind-the-counter job at, you know, local pharmacy, okay? You're just a cashier. Yet you're born to stand out. You understand the meaning of what Magha is. You'll understand it is the throne. It's the king's throne. You're meant to stand out. You were born to stand out. So you want to look at that placement, okay? And if and no matter how you look at it, we all have a sun, fine, and we all have Leo energy. Well, where does your sun shine brightest? We all have moon energy. What degrees of the moon? Were you born on a full moon at full capacity, or was your moon a little hidden? And is it the influence of motherly people that give you the spotlight? You got to look at the time frame, Adasha. I'm a Hadasha. You got to know what time frame you're living under, okay? There's a certain time frame that represents what planet is actually taking center stage in your life. If you don't know that, it's kind of like, well, when I get big, when I make it famous, nah. I'm putting in all this work. Why isn't it happening? Well, what time is it? Are you at the bus stop 4 hours early? Or are you on time? Or are you late? And that's really all astrology is really knowing what time it is and what to do with the energy and how to use it. Why some truck drivers make it as big artists, and why some people who don't have any talent in the world make it big too. I mean, it's all a matter of being able to understand how to read time and what to do with the energy.
And like some people say that, well, I don't know what I want to do. I got two ideas, and I don't know if I should go this way or that way. Well, it would be good for them to look at their chart to kind of give them an idea of what would be best for them.
I'm sorry, that would point it out
for them to help them. Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Like you have some people. Can you hear me? Wait a minute.
No, you're cutting in and out.
I'm going in and out. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can y'all hear me now? Okay. Yeah, we can hear you. Now, some people say that they can't, they don't know exactly which way they want to go, or, you know, they kind of stuck. So it would be good for them to get their chart done. So they can that would kind of give them a clear view. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. It would definitely. If I knew what I know now 20 years ago, I wouldn't have made a lot of decisions that I made, because I could see clearly what I'm supposed to be doing and why I have the urges and why I act the way that I act. I have a moon placement in Taurus, which is exalted energy. And so, no, I get very nervous when I don't feel stable. I really don't. I don't feel stable. I'm a mess. And I am about family, and I am about Taurian values, but you would never know it because I'm stuck in a Sagittarius body. So it seems like I'm all over the place. And it might even seem when you meet me that I'm not very bright. But I got three major planets in Virgo energy, so I'm highly analytical. You know, I'm pretty darn smart. And my counteract is my meaning my ascendant, my descendant is Virgo. So I'm actually very, very attracted to an analytical mind, meaning the person that I would be with would be super intelligent. Now, I don't know why it took me 40 years to figure that out, but I'm glad that I finally figured it out because when you have a lot of energy going on in the house of Libra, you can be highly creative, but you can also take on the traits of Libra, and Libra is very beta, and Libra is very fair. And sometimes, you know, with a person's upbringing, they may feel a certain way. Well, they may feel a certain way about how they feel, meaning, well, you know, this person isn't, you know, they couldn't afford education, or they may not be as articulate as I might like them to be, and that's not fair. I shouldn't judge a person. In all actuality, I have three huge planets in Virgo. Yes, I do need to be with someone who's intellectual because I love that, and I deprive myself because of my own feelings. So you have to be careful on how you feel because feelings can keep you stuck. It's just logical. It's logic, you know. It's like, okay, well, don't feel that way. The reason why you're attracted to certain people is because you yourself possess that energy. And when you understand that Jupiter really does represent the masculine within a feminine, meaning the masculine is in who she's supposed to be with, when you understand that your Jupiter placement means your dude has already been, he's already within you, and he's been lined up with you. You just hadn't met him yet. He's who you are internally. Hmm. Okay, so it's like, I get it now. I get why I really do attract and I like, and I'm not ever going to take that back. I'm never going to be like, well, you know, it's okay. You know, some people, they have a hard time, and so, you know, they don't get to finish college and or they're not that educated and you can't blame, you know. No. You're going to put me to sleep. I'm not going to feel good about the date. You know, I'm not going to feel good about our relationship because I'm smarter than you. I know what I need in my life. I have a Jupiter placement in Virgo. It's as a matter of fact. I like the facts. But if you don't know your Jupiter placement or you don't know that the majority of your planets is in a certain energy, you are sitting around with your eyes closed, wide open. Your eyes are literally sealed wide shut, and you don't even know it. Why do you have these urges? Oh, well, I'm smart. I just happen to, you know, there's a reason for it. Congruency and non-congruent energy. Is your energy stagnant or is it debilitated? Whenever it's stagnant, you can't really go anywhere with it. You have to have a nice, even flow. And, you know, you have to understand what love is. Okay, so a lot of people look at love as something that is, you know, an action. It's an innate knowing. It's not a feeling. I think I love this person. I feel like I love this person. The moon changes minds every 2 days. How are you going to tell me that love is a feeling? I have a feeling. No, love is an innate knowing. And if it rules Taurus, it's a fixed energy. Taurus is a fixed earth energy. It doesn't depreciate once you buy it, okay? It is a solid energy. And Venus is ruled, but also rules Libra. So it's a balanced energy. So it brings balance. Not arguing. Libra is an Aries. It's balance. So when you understand that love is literally a solid energy that doesn't dissipate, you'll see that you've really been attracting wrong because you were basing it on your feelings and on your ego. This person looks good. This person makes me feel better. No, it's not about your feelings. It's about innate knowing. Venus and Uranus rotate along your wheel of fortune or your clock of destiny the same, opposite of the direction of the sun and the moon and Jupiter. So Uranus is the grandfather of time. It's Aquarius. So you just know. What do I know? I know that I'm supposed to be with this person. Why do I know? Because it's logic. It's not feeling. We get along. We actually like each other. Okay, so you got to understand that feelings are designed to change. Mm-hmm. Love is not.
Now, you know how sometimes you can look at a person's chart, they will, and you can mm-hmm. see a lot of their energy. They can have a lot of energy that's up at the top or a lot mm-hmm. of planets that's at the bottom. Now, does that mm-hmm. affect things, too, if they got things bunched up, you know, in certain areas?
No, actually, that's just on a lower frequency in our youth, okay, we don't really know how to use the energy. And so whenever you mm-hmm. have a stellium, it's like it's an imbalance because you don't know how to use the energy. But as you get older, and unfortunately that's the delay, rather than studying yourself and waiting till you're older, just study now. You know, study it. There's nothing wrong with studying it, whether you believe in it or not. Just study it. Be open to it. You know, billionaires understand astrology. Billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
They understand it, okay? Architects understand the passion for astrology, astrotheology. It's not this cosmos, you know, Mars, Jupiter, rising stuff. It really is logical. It's energy, frequency, and vibration. When you go to NASA, they got a meeting room. And on that wall, they have a poster that shows the planets and what they represent. And I know that as a matter of fact because I have a very close friend of mine who actually works up at NASA. I feel, I analyze, I utilize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a lot of secrets that people just don't want you to know about and they may be just too embarrassed. But, you know, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If it was good enough for Steve Jobs to give everybody an autobiography of a yogi to, you know, all of the people in attendance of his service, his funeral service, and it's good enough for me. That was the last message that he gave mm-hmm. everybody, outwitting the stars, meaning energy, frequency, and vibration. Music is right. energy, frequency, and vibration. Creativity is energy, frequency, and vibration. We were never here to just settle for the, you know, basics of just 12th grade and a couple years of college. We were meant to expand ourselves in multiple ways of income, in multiple ways of happiness, and we're here to heal ourselves. That's what we're really here to do. We have everything that we need to be happy. But if you don't know that, then you're that 10%. You're that person like the rest of everybody else who's using 10% of your brain. Or who believes they're mm-hmm. using only 10% of your brain. Because like I said, we are using our brain. It's just that 90% is used to limit and restrict the 10% from expanding. And that's to me, and I know I sound kind of blunt, and I kind of sound insensitive mm-hmm. when I say it, but I'm going to say it. Those are some ignorant people. They're very naive to the world. They have to constantly stay in situations where they're learning lessons on who they are. They're getting hurt, and they're attracting the wrong people because they don't understand who they are and what they're attracting. And, you know, I was like that for a very long time. If you're going to be with anybody, be with someone who's congruent energy. Know how the mind thinks, how it works. Is the mind stable? Is it stable? What does that mean? Is it a more emotional sign? Is it Cancerian? Is it Scorpio? Is it Pisces? And that's okay. It doesn't mean that's a bad sign. But if your sign is more air, meaning logical, you might find that you guys aren't on the same wavelength. And you would never know because this person may not be equipped with Mercury energy to communicate their emotions. And so they keep it locked up inside. Well, you wouldn't know that. Because they don't know how to communicate. And so to know is to love. Well, what do you know about energy? What do you know about the elements? All astrophysics is elements. Do I understand air, water, fire? Air, water, fire, earth, and then the fifth one is ether. Do I understand the space in between now and then or here and forever? How you utilize the energy. I'm really depressed. Well, why are you really depressed? Because that's a feeling that's not your friend trying to be your best friend. It's Capricorn energy on a lower frequency. It's Virgo energy on a lower frequency. Healthy distractions. Are you present? Because if you're worried about something, then you're worried about something that happened a couple of minutes ago, a day ago, 3 days ago, 3 years ago. Or are you present with what you're trying to do right now? How can you win if you constantly stay in the past?
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah,
and I know it's easier said than done because the bills still got to get paid. But this is what Saturn is asking. What are you doing in the meantime? Mm-hmm. Because if you think that you can't be happy now, then how can you be happy later? If you're not happy with what you have now, you won't be happy later. You have to learn to love what you have now, appreciate what you have now, and be motivated and inspired to have greater. Otherwise, when you make it to the top, you're not going to be able to appreciate that. You're not going to know what you're attracting. You're going to get the same crowd of people that didn't love you when you didn't have it. And you're just going to be sleeping with the enemy, and they're going to deplete you. What is sleeping with the enemy? That means feeding the enemy, depleting you of your Venusian wealth, which is really happiness. You'll be with all the wrong people if you don't know how to be happy now.
I'm going to put some Gladys on, and then when we come back, I'll open up the line. So if you have a question or comment, you can call 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. Let's hear some Gladys.
Yeah.
kissing.
Getting with the kissing.
Getting with the kissing.
Hugging and loving.
Hugging and loving.
Hugging and loving. Getting with the kissing.
Yeah.
Getting with the kissing. Hugging and loving. Tears are tears whenever you're near. Sticking like glue. Keep loving you.
All right, Gladys Knight, keep it moving. Let me open this line up, 843-610, 843-610. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, let me see, it's 843-610. Do you have your mute on? We don't hear you. Okay. We'll come back later. Okay, go ahead.
That's Brother Eddie. That's Brother Eddie from Carolina.
Oh,
huh?
I know. I don't know. Let's see, Eddie, are you there? I'm trying to. Your line is open.
In the meantime, I got a treat for some people out there. If you want to hear a little tip, we're waiting for Eddie to get back on the line. Some of the wealthiest nakshatras are lunar mansions, okay? We want to talk about the wealthiest real quick. I'm just going to give you my version of the wealthiest. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you good.
Dhanishta, that's Aquarius. Magha, Leo.
Okay.
Let's see, Parvasu is Gemini, okay? And Cancer, Purva Palguni, that's Leo. Rohini, that's Taurus. Uttara Palguni, I believe Uttara Palguni is, I could be wrong about that. I'll get back to Uttara Palguni. I believe that's also Leo. Revati is Pisces. Ashwini is Aries. Jyeshtha is Scorpio. Mula, that's Sagittarius. Let's see here. What else is another really great wealth? Seeking and obtaining. Pusha is Cancer. Swati is Libra. And Uttarashada is Capricorn. Now, it's like, wait a minute, I thought there was only 12 energies, 12 zodiac signs. It's the timing that you were born and the quarter that you were born in that determine the focus of the mind. Okay, so the mind is represented by the moon. So these nakshatras are the wealthiest in creativity, fame, and arts. And when you know that, when you work on that energy, why you feel the urge, why you feel the music, why you feel the theater, it's because you're born at that time. Okay, not every one of us are born at that time. We're more about behind the scenes, the development. But those I find, Dhanishta, you know, they have a very desiring wealth, they're very highly business oriented, very rich and sincere and having huge wealth. Magha is very loyal. They're into leadership. They're very dominating and regal. Let's see here. Rohini, I mean, that is literally the beauty in the arts industry. It's the, you know, it's all about luxurious living. It's just natural for them. Revati is known as the wealthiest through intellect, but it's also exalted here when Venus is there. So Revati is Piscean. It's pure Piscean. That's what Revati is. It's the 12th house of Pisces. And those are where you're going to find some amazing guitarists. You're going to find amazing saxophonists. You're going to find amazing anything, poets, anything artistic. And they're highly, highly, highly spiritual. Did we get a hold of Eddie? Is Eddie there?
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
I don't know where Eddie went to. Eddie,
that's
there, Eddie?
The fish that saved Pittsburgh. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Y'all remember the fish that saved Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that movie?
I remember hearing that. I don't remember seeing it, but I heard it.
Oh,
that's the Pisces.
Yeah, that's a movie about all Pisces. And the little brother that's in the movie at the beginning, he told the astrologer, hey, they use astrology in business and sports and government and everything. And she said, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They sure do. That's how the movie starts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she used it with a basketball team. So I know they, trust me, man, Horace Grant played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Horace. Derek Fisher. Come on, y'all walked through this before. Magic Johnson. I mean, they put this stuff right in your face, man. Come on, y'all. You know, they don't use the Bible. It's theater. You know, it's like G. Sam. Look at the movie, how famous the movie Friday was. 1, 2, and 3. Friday, Venus. They did it Venus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Friday,
so they put it right in our face. They're Dancing with the Stars. You know, the NBA draft, the NFL draft, they're using the Zodiac. They play some teams where they think they can have the most success, the most fan base. It's all about entertainment. They got to have an entertainer. They use twins. They're using the ancient African science of the twins. They use the Dogon's knowledge. They use knowledge of South Africa, West Africa.
They use the science of the ancients.
Absolutely. They show you all the beautiful sceneries of North America, which is ancient Africa also, and also Mexico. That's all ancient Africa. Mm-hmm. They love to take you on the west coast of Cali, which is the west coast of Africa. In the movie Coming to America, Tracy Morgan said, I don't know if you're from Wakanda or if you're from Zamunda or if you're from Connecticut. Now he just dropped something that a lot of us don't know. Connecticut is West Africa. How can I prove that? There's a website I always talk about, Dan Winter. On his website, he refer you to a man called Peter Shampoo. Peter Shampoo's website is called Geometry of Place. You click on his website. You go to he got a site over there called Cities. You click on Cities, it take you to Boston. You click on Boston, it's gonna tell you if you in Boston and you are African American, you're gonna feel at home being on the west coast of Africa. That's how he writes it in that Geometry of Place about Connecticut and Boston. So it's not a big secret no more. It's been out here that this is the Barbary Coast. Even War sing it in their song. From the shores of Jersey to the coast, the Barbary Coast, the Gold Coast, even Malibu, the beach, Malibu, is really Mali. So, man, I'll say it again. At the beginning, I talked about the movie Glass. It's a deep, deep, deep movie that they drop in, and they really want to put us in insane asylums. Don't think that's a joke. Do not think that's a joke. Insane Asylum is coming up. Listen, y'all, it's numbers, 1 and 8. It's called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And the only person who was able to escape was the indigenous, because he tricked them. They thought he was deaf, but he wasn't deaf. He tricked everybody, the indigenous. So, I love – let's go on and on. Let's keep it going. You know, I know I talked about the eyes, right? The four eyes, and that's four Isley brothers. And who's that lady? You know, who's that lady? We need to keep talking about that feminine. Who's that lady? We know who it is. It's the deep, dark black that we all come from. Like Beverly always say, we come from that cosmic womb, that deep, dark black. So I brought this situation up with Gladys Knight. You know, we ain't talking about the night, the kind of night. You know, that's a boy or a servant. You know, we're talking about horsepower. You know, the hippocampus, the hippocampus in the brain. We're talking about hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about music. You know, things that move a cerebellum. You know, we're moving into the month of what, Taurus. We want to get paid. You know what I mean? We want to get paid. we want to use the brain to get paid. You know, it's a natural flow. We're on the 22nd. You know, the 22 is the number. Word master is 22. Mind, mastermind is 22. You know, it's a natural flow. I'm loving it. let's talk about her. Let's talk about Gladys. Let's talk about Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, whoever come up. You know, let's take some calls and talk and let's deal with ourselves too. You know, let's get some people lined up with some readings and let's keep this magic flow going. You know, I love what we got going. You know, we not defeated. We ain't defeated. You know, defeat is iron. Iron brings oxygen. Yeah, if you think you defeated, just look at Fe. That's iron. Iron brings oxygen. We in the year of the ox. There ain't no more excuses. We in the year of the ox. Now breathe. Last year we couldn't breathe. This year, just breathe. Who's stopping you?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, take the hands off your neck. Go ahead. Go ahead, Becky and G. I'm
powerful.
Chill.
Well, if y'all have any questions or comments, or you want Geneva to tell you where you your planet might be, call in to 323-642-1586, 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. All right, let's go to 618-660. 618.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Miss Beverly? It's Brother D, St. Louis.
How are you?
I'm doing good. And a guest on the show as well.
Hi there, Brother D.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I just turned on the show, but I heard you saying that you can see where your stars at or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What information do you need? I don't know.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
4/8/1975.
And do you know what time you were born?
It's like 9 in the morning.
9 a.m. Okay. Yeah. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to just go ahead and do a chart real quick. I use both Vedic Sidereal and I superimpose Western Tropical. So just give me 1 second. You said April 8, 1975.
Yes, ma'am.
And you believe that you were born at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it's like, you see, within the 30 minutes of the 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, just a general, well, you know, you are the type of person who believes in stability. Like, you crave stability. The mind is very comfortable when you know that you have stability, something to lean back on. You're a hard worker, and you're, again, very ambitious.
A lot of
Aries energy. You have the sun in Aries. You have Mercury in Aries. You have Mars in Aries. You have Jupiter in Aries. You have quite a bit of energy. But your moon, which represents how you think, it's in Capricorn. So you believe in hard work, and you believe in the values of our elders and, you know, in our community, our elderly. Like, you probably really took the words of your uncles, the male role models in your family, to heart. Some people don't, but you did. Venus and Taurus, you're about family, and you like a woman who is far more practical. Ambitious, yes, but not so much. You're a lot of alpha energy, so you are attracted to a woman who is more practical and just looks beautiful without all the makeup.
Okay. Yeah.
and who knows how to look great in her clothes and is practical about her money spending. Okay. And you take leadership. I would say that if you're not physically active, you should be. Okay, taking on some type of a sport, or even if you were just to go in the gym and, you know, get on that, just bounce around in the boxing ring a little bit, you would release a lot of energy. You just show up in the world, okay? When people see you, they should see you coming. You just have this thing
that's
about
most you. Definitely.
Okay.
You've been hitting a lot.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you're nurturing, okay, because you
have
Saturn
in
Cancer.
I'm nurturing in a tough way.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Tough nurturer. Yeah, like I'm a, you know, so that's me. Yeah, that's
okay. Well, because Saturn is where we learn a lot of lessons because we lack it, but some of us are disciplined at a very young age to master it early. So being that you're with a lot of masculine energy, your nurturing is a little bit different. It's received a little bit different. But yes, that's what it is for you. If you can master that nurturing aspect of yourself, it's going to bring you a lot of great joy. I know that.
Hey, I thank you for that. And you on point. You're on point.
Thank you.
Hey, yes. And I appreciate that. Hey, a lot more people need to get into this to find themselves. Hey, uh-huh. Something else. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you have a good
evening. This is our real science. Thank you for calling
yes.
in.
This metaphysical
okay.
science.
This is
really.
Real science. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all.
Nice.
We got the experts here, so come on, 323-642-1586. You want to know where your planets are? You want to know where your energy are? This is the time to call in, 404-453.
Yes, ma'am. Mine is 1012-1957,
hey.
And how you doing, Sister Bell?
Good, Wes. Yes, how are you doing?
All right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You said 1957,
and like 5 o'clock in the evening when I was born.
Okay, and I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Well, my name is Wes.
Wes. All right, Wes. Where are you calling me from?
I'm from Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what's going on. I'm almost done with you. 1 second. 1957. And you were going at 5 p.m. Okay, so just taking a little peek here. You know, you're an entrepreneur, and if you aren't, you should be, because you can think of things, businesses, and ideas overnight. You're heavy with, you know, you're real heavy in thinking. You just think about things. You think about how you can create things and the businesses that you want to do. And you're highly artistic, okay? And you might not know that, but you are. You've got a lot of Libra energy. Oh, my God. You have the sun. You have Mars. You have Jupiter in Libra. You have Mercury in Libra. So you would really make a great you could be into designing something, creating something, a beauty, you know, again, a business owner. Venus and Sagittarius, another thing, the woman in your life would be very, very philosophical. So you probably like really wise people. Like, you just like to hear about some knowledge, you know, a good read, a documentary, something that you can learn from. I believe that you're about the truth. Like, tell me the truth. That's it. I just want to know the truth. I don't need any excuses. Just tell me the truth, and I'll make the decision. And you're very fair in making decisions, too. And if you're not, you will be, okay? You might do a lot of overthinking. Saturn and Sagittarius, okay, you might have been a little bit reckless in your youth, okay? But I believe that for the most, you are the type of person that everybody likes to be around. You're a people person, whether you like that or not, but there are times when you just want to be alone, I think. But other than that, you're a real creative energy. I haven't seen this much Libra in a long time. I mean, do you do something in the arts?
No, not really, but I'm just an electrician. But I like what you say. When I should be able to start my own business, and that's what I'm kind of thinking about, what I could do for myself, because I'm like tired of working for other people.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sure you found some type of security with being an electrician, but that is not your gift. There is something else that you need to be doing creatively. And, you know, it could be something as simple as designing something artistic, you know, but you're supposed to do something else. You're a businessman, not an electrician. Okay, so again, we're here to do multiple things. You're the kind of person that, like I said, you're very fair. You'd make a really great life coach. You'd make a great mentor, okay? And like I said, flipping houses, anything that has to do with beautifying, you would be able to do it. You just have to get started. And I believe with the moon in Gemini, there's multiple things that you could be doing, multiple projects and creativity. So electricity, that's just your labor job. That's not what you're here to do. Okay?
Interesting. You said the moon in Gemini, because the woman, my woman, she's Gemini, and her birthday, I think, is 6/15/1960. So she's Gemini.
Well, she's a communicator, I will say that. She'd probably make a really great writer, but if you just give me a second, I'll go ahead and I'll pull up her chart, okay? Saturn and Sagittarius. Yeah, you have to
And I remember, Wes, remember when you came up with the idea when we were talking about getting those, what was you saying about the water on the walls and you were saying about the plants in the room? You had came up with some good ideas.
Yeah.
When we were dealing with the...
That's what I'm talking about, interior decorating and design.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It would come natural for him. It would ease his mind a lot. There's so many ideas he has.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
We were talking about the stuff coming in the house or something. You remember that, Wes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, about the smart meter.
I basically learned about
sound and light and everything, like you say, about frequency and vibration.
Right.
And
So
that's what I'm about now. Just sound and light. Sound can hear you 528 hertz and all that. That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell people about that, how to make it through the matrix there. You just got to recool and go with the frequency of vibration of the earth, 528 hertz.
To me, it's fun. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're a people person, and in just your communicating and conveying that, okay, you are pretty much mentoring people on how to keep their own balance, how to keep peaceful, how to keep calm, you know, and that's, you know, like I said, that's also part of life coaching, being able to advise people on how to keep themselves calm. You know, anger management, you know, how to attract positive energy, positive flow, energy, frequency, and vibration. But there is something more for you to do with art. Now, as far as your girlfriend is concerned, she's highly, highly, highly intuitive. And she is another person that's a powerhouse with Gemini energy. She has a Venus in Gemini as well as a Sun in Gemini. She's very she's a good communicator with people, whether she knows that or not. But she's very youthful too. She probably looks far younger than what she really looks as far as age. She's very intelligent.
Right.
She has a Jupiter in Sagittarius, so she's got a lot of Jupiterian energy because the moon in Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Jupiter, so she's the type of person that likes education too, in a way that. She likes learning new things, okay? And she likes multiple things. She even might like a little bit of isolation just so that she can, you know, watch a YouTube video and learn something. But she likes, she has a lot of ideas. And with the two of you, if you were a business entrepreneur, she makes a really great coordinator. She's able to do a lot of things, multiple things. I would say that she would be a really great purpose made in the way of a business partner. She can be very administrative as well. And there's a lot of things that she would do very well. I would say that she's highly creative too and just needs to dip into that. Like, she would make a really great poet.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Sister Bev. I don't want to hold up line, but she's right on the money, though. I appreciate it. Positive vibration.
Right.
Much love.
Thank you.
Much love.
Okay.
Right.
Much love. Thank you, Wes. Okay, let's go to 646-581. 646-581.
Yes, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Do you have your mute on? Yes, we can. We can hear you. Thanks for calling
in. Okay. Yes. How you doing, Sister Bud? Brother Eddie?
Good, good.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
I
don't know
do
where
I,
Eddie at.
Oh, okay. Do I just give the number? 1127-78.
1127-78. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Richard. I called in last week. I was the one that mentioned to Bev and Brother X about the whole soap opera thing, the mother and all that.
Okay, well, let me feel your energy. Where are you calling me from, Richard?
Right now I call it from North Carolina.
Okay, 1978. Do you know what time you were born?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, so, wow. Well, you're very interesting. You're also someone that really likes learning a lot. Okay, it may not be about, you know, what everybody else calls education. You're a deep thinker. You're very philosophical. You like people that are wise. You're a transformer as well. And if you aren't, you should, because you'd be great at it. I would say that you're highly creative. I mean, you have so much Sagittarius and Scorpio energy. You have a Jupiter in Leo, so you believe in taking care of the people that you love. And even if you don't love them, to you it's about taking care of people, because if someone's hurting, you'd be that person to take the lead, take accountability and responsibility. You're not one of those, you know, rubberneckers or just people who stand in the crowd. If you see someone that needs help, you're going to help them. Saturn and Virgo, you overanalyze. You think too much. But you really, really find balance in transforming things. Like, you want to get to the bottom of things. You want to investigate things. You want to know the answers to things. You want to know how things work. You want to know why. Does that ring?
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, and I would say that you probably have attracted some energy that was maybe not so great as far as relationships with Moon and Venus and Scorpio. But I will say this much. You have a heart that transforms, and also, too, the woman in your life has a way about her that transforms you into believing in something other than everything else that you have attracted in your life. If you haven't gotten that yet, you will. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You've probably been hurt really bad before. I mean, there's plenty of us that have, but with a Venus and a Moon placement in Scorpio, yeah, I could see how you might have attracted energy that might have been a little bit more toxic than you care to express. But I will say, when you do find that person in your life, the balance that she's going to bring is healing to the heart. Really, it is. She's going to, or the person that you choose is going to actually allow you to believe in the choices, in the choice that you've made in her.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah. You're spot on. You're spot
right.
on with that. About the hurt part,
thank you,
too,
caller.
Because, yeah,
okay.
I put a lot in. But yeah, thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Go, okay. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
All right, now I have a couple of questions from the chat room.
Okay.
One caller say, I think they're talking to Eric. Can you ask him to repeat that Peter Man name again? What? You know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, huh? It's Peter, P-E-T-E-R,
mm-hmm.
Shampoo. Not like the shampoo you put in your hair. It's French. It's C-H-A-M, like Cam, P-O-U-X.
Mm-hmm.
It's French. Like, yeah, shampoo.
Okay.
Campoo. Yeah, Peter Campoo. And his what he is, he's a stonemason and he does geography, geometry on the land. He just takes measurements of the land and show you where all the energy spots on the land. So if you go to Chicago, he can show you where the energy spots are, where the bad energy is, where they cut down trees, where it might be a lot of accidents, where it might be a lot of murders, a lot of crime, a lot of poison. You know, he's that kind of scientist. So, yeah, it's very interesting. So, yeah, you got a dynamite website. That was a good question. All right, thank you, Beth.
Okay. Okay. And we have another question for you, Geneva. It says, hi, can you tell me where Saturn is in my birth date? The birth date is 2/4/56. And they were born at 7:30 p.m. and on a Saturday.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and use Vedic sidereal because I find that Vedic sidereal is far more accurate than Western tropical. So just give me a second. I'm going to go ahead and do a chart real quick just to see what is going on. Just need to do a profile real quick. And, Bev, you said that that was 2/4.
At 7:30 on a Saturday.
Okay, 2/4/1956 and 7:30 p.m. Almost done here. Sorry.
That's all right.
Where is this caller? Where was this caller born?
I don't know, caller. You can put in where you were born.
Well, I mean, it's okay. It's all right. I just kind of. I don't think that it's going to affect Saturn. Because Saturn changes every 2.5 years, so I don't think it's going to change.
Oh, they say New York. They say New York.
Oh, okay.
They were born in New York.
Okay. Okie dokie. New York. New York. I miss New York. All right. So I'm looking right now. Let's see where the magic wheel is. Wow. You're a Leo ascendant. Okay. So it shows up as different in Western because Western doesn't include the movement of the earth, which is 24 degrees. And 24 degrees is basically a whole sign different. But when you understand that, you can see why houses are affected the way that they are. As far as their current transits, right now, for the last 2 years, she has had Jupiter. She now has Jupiter in the seventh. Saturn was in the sixth house. Okay. So she had Jupiter and Saturn conjunct in the sixth house, which is the enemy. Okay. So it's also the house of health. It's also the house of routine, and it's the house of subordinates, okay? So you may have felt an urge to, as a Leo rising, though, I mean, I would feel that you are a physical person. If you're not a physical person, then you might have had some health issues, okay? If you are a physical person, then you are doing the right thing, and you may have felt a desire and a need to be on a routine, change your diet, eat better, okay? You naturally have Mercury there. You naturally have the sun there. So it's literally meant for you to want to eat better, sleep better, drink better. You just might have really been serious about it. And if you're a career person, I'd say that you took a serious approach in, in your subordinates or with your subordinates, and that's really what's going on. You have Saturn in your sixth house getting ready to go into your seventh house. If you're in a relationship, the relationship may be tested in ways that are right now you have Jupiter there, which is an amazing time. You naturally have Venus there, so for you, people love being around you. If you don't know that, you should know that. You have Aquarius there. You may be attracted to people that are fairly I would say smart, but I don't want to go there. But you like a variety of people, smart people. I would say also that youthful, they could be different nationalities. They have a different approach to how they think about things. Smart individuals, again, you may attract a younger person who happens to have an old soul, okay? And I mean that, okay? You like smart, youthful people, and they love you, okay? And so I would say that you probably, huh?
Now, they say they are into martial arts. Oh,
oh, so they are very
now?
Physical. I can hear you now.
Yeah, they into martial arts. And they said they've been unemployed and single for 15 years.
Okay. Jupiter is now in your seventh house. So this is a time for you, but you got to put in the effort to do that. Okay. So martial arts, I mean, it doesn't get, the sun shines bright in that house of routine and health. So yeah, Mercury, I mean, you know, he's swift on his feet. Disciplined in that area, Capricorn rules that house. And so, of course, as you know, martial arts, that's a very disciplined, as Capricorn rules, it's the house of discipline, order, and structure. Okay, so that it shouldn't have been that hard for you because you naturally are very disciplined. As far as work is concerned, Saturn and Capricorn energy is just hard for everybody. Okay, but that, all of this is going to shift, but you do have to put in the effort to do it. With Jupiter now transiting your seventh house, a lot of people are going to find you interesting in business, meaning open to do business with you, but you got to go ahead and start putting yourself out there, if that makes any sense. Okay, your moon placement I'm showing is in Leo. Okay, you got a lot of energy in that first house. I mean, you're meant to shine. I don't know if you know that, but I'm telling you right now, you're meant to shine. You're meant to take the lead in a lot of things. You find comfort in doing that, okay? And when I say lead, it really is, you know, about taking that leadership role in what you do that actually nurtures people, Moon and Leo. You're also going through a dasha, a time period where the moon is literally the dasha that you're under. And so this is a spotlight for you, and also it's a spotlight and a time for you to expand in what you know and teach it, okay? Teach it and advise it. Does that resonate?
All right. Yes. They say you're right on it. Now, before I open up the line, give out your information.
Okay. So I am on Instagram at Gem, G-E-M, Lightwork. And my email, if you'd like to order a chart or you'd like to book a session, is Gem, G-E-M as in miracles, gemlightwork@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook at Gems of Light or Gem Lightwork.
Excellent.
And that's how you can reach me. Okay.
Okay. Now let's go to 405-388. 405-388.
Thank you, Ms. Murray, for taking my call. And hello, everybody.
Thanks for calling. Hello.
I'm Brother Mel's daughter, and I called in to get my chart done.
Wow. That's cool. Hey,
that's
your daddy.
Awesome.
Tell your daddy, I said, what's up? Tell Brother Mel and Sister Mel, I said, hey, yeah, that's cool.
Oh,
man. All right. That's sweet.
What's your name, Sunshine? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
My name is Mella, M-E-L-A.
Mella. All right, Mella, what's your date of birth?
December 11th, 2008.
Wow.
Ooh. And I was born at 4:45 a.m.
Oh.
All right, where are you calling from, love?
Oklahoma.
Okay. All right, so just give me 1 second. I'm almost done here. 4:45 a.m. Okay.
Boy, he rolling with the numbers, man.
Right? Okay, so I'm looking right now, babe. So let's see, December 11th. Wow. Wow. Well, she's a sun in Sagittarius, okay? So, Mella, you got a moon in Gemini. You constantly are up thinking. Mercury in Sagittarius. You got Venus in Aquarius. Mars in Sagittarius. So you have three planets that I can see in Sagittarius. So you're a good student. You're going to make a really great teacher. You're probably wiser than some of the girlfriends that you have. So you're also a Jupiter in Capricorn. So that indicates to me that you really mind your elders, and you believe in respecting your elders, not like some children who talk back and do all those, you know, and do the things that they shouldn't do. And you're also really a hard worker when you do something. You're probably a good student. You study hard, and you are probably interested in learning, while some of your friends aren't, okay? And you think about a lot of things. I believe one day you're going to make a really great writer, okay? And you like making friends, and I believe that you don't really like a lot of drama, okay? And I would say that when you get older, a lot of your friends are going to be asking you for advice, and they probably already do. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. What you want to be careful of is overthinking and worrying about things, because you have such an amazing, brilliant mind in thinking. You really think a lot about things, maybe too much. So just know that you want to train your brain to shut off and go to sleep. Okay, it's almost kind of like you might even be a night owl. Okay, so just train it to go to sleep when you get depressed or when you feel like you're overthinking. And then journal. Okay, when I was younger, I had a book, an empty journal, and I had my good days up front, and then on the back, I had flipped my book upside down, and those were my upside down days. But one day, your words are going to help so many people. Okay?
Yes.
Can I want to say something. I want to say
okay.
something.
Oh, go ahead. Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, Mella, the way you think, when you learn how to manifest, when like you're going to be thinking about stuff and you're going to notice that with the things you think about, they show up. And when you
mm-hmm.
learn how to control that, and when you learn the power of that, everything you do is going to be double. Everything that you do is going to be by two. Two, you born on 11. 11 have a split personality. I always talk about it. It's the number 8 and the number 1. And you are on you was born on a magical number and a magical month. Sagittarius is always big and luck. You are a very, very lucky person. And you when you learn to control that, and when you learn to ride that wave and learn what that is, everything you're going to buy your mom and them a house, it's not one, it's going to be two. Everything going to be two. All right? And I want Beverly to give y'all my number, and I want y'all to contact me. I'm going to give you some jewelry. I'm going to give you some gemstones that's going to help you out manifest and double. I'm going to give you a gemstone that's going to help you manifest things in two. Okay, it's called diopside. It's a beautiful green stone. They find it with diamonds. All right, I'm going to hook you up. So hey, you take care of yourself, and I'll be talking to y'all real soon, all right? Have a good day, Mella. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Tell your parents hi. Okay, let's see. Where are we at here? Okay. 617-959. 617.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hi there.
Hi, my name is Sheba.
Hi, Sheba.
Okay.
Hi.
7.
And my date of birth is 7/7/73.
Look at that. Look at that. Grade 7.
Wow.
Name 7. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, this is what I'm talking about. As soon as he said Sheba, I said 7 right off the bat. Boom.
7.
Wow.
You sure did.
We do have a queen here. 1973.
Yeah, even
all
her
right.
voice, her voice signifies that she's a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Her energy is
off
the chain. Wow.
Do you know what time you were born, Sheba?
Okay, I believe it was 9:45 p.m.
9:45 p.m.
Yeah.
9:45 p.m. Wow. And where were you born?
Yeah.
Republic of Panama.
Oh,
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know already. She's not tainted. She's not counterfeit. Okay, so let me just see. Some people really are counterfeit. Let me see. Okay, so I'm looking right now. Wow, such nurturing, motherly queen energy. I'm not even exaggerating. She has Mercury and Venus in Leo, so she loves from a place of regal protection. Like, that's just how she is. Naturally, as the sun shining in Cancer, she's a nurturing energy. The moon is in Libra. Okay, so her mind is balanced when there's peace. And that's not an exaggeration. She doesn't like a lot of confrontation. Jupiter in Aquarius, she knows a little bit more than what she thinks she knows. And she knows a lot. And I think she knows a lot, but she knows a lot more than she really knows, okay? Saturn in Gemini, you might think a lot, okay? So just be careful not to overthink things, because when you overthink things and stay in cycle, you actually do a disservice to yourself and take away your balance. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Mars in Aries, so you're very diligent and you're very aggressive and when you want to do things. But overall, your energy is really great. Now, in Western, I show you as a Pisces rising. I just want to do a Vedic sidereal chart to confirm if you are actually Pisces rising, because I'm a Pisces rising. And I just want to make sure about that. So just give me 1 second while I do one more chart.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, you have Empress energy.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I call my – it's funny that you say that, because I call myself Empress Sheba.
Well, that's who you are. Yeah. And that is so, so cute. No, but really, I'm attracted to a lot of kingly things. Like, I have crowns. I like crowns. I never understood why I was into that. And then I look in my D60 chart, which is your past life. I am a Maka ascendant, which is literally royalty. So, I mean, it's you're attracted to what you're attracted to for a reason. But, yeah, you are very regal in a lot of things. Whether people understand that or not is irrelevant. You just have a way about things. And you treat people as you feel they should be treated. Which isn't petty at all. Like, you really make people feel great when they're under your sunlight, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. So just give me 1 second. I'm almost done here. And you said you were born where again?
The Republic of Panama.
Okay, there you go. Okay, almost done here. And then I can kind of see what's going on currently with your transits.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. The last year or two, you have probably been in some type of isolation where you just might not have been as lively as, say, you normally are. You might have wanted to have detached from people and just rethink who you are, your physical self, just almost like hermit mode, okay? And if you were, that's going to pass, okay? And the reason why it's going to pass is because you are an Aquarius rising. So tropical is off by 24 degrees because it doesn't include the Earth's movement. Vedic astrology is sidereal. It's a picture of the entire sky the night that you were born, and it's driven by the – it derives from the ancients, okay? And so you're a blend of both Pisces and Aquarius, but as a rising, but I'm going to say more so Aquarius in the way that this last year you really have taken the time to step away from everybody, even probably the way you kind of sort of used to be, so that you can really, really do some deep soul searching and healing. Does that resonate at all?
100%.
Okay. I'm going to say that it might have caused some depression to some degree because, and it, I would say that it was, the isolation almost felt self-inflicted, so it's hard to say depression when you wanted to be there, but you did feel some kind of depression. I'm going to say right now things are looking a lot brighter for you because Jupiter is now in Aquarius transiting that first house of your ascendant sign. And so for these next couple of months into the year, you're going to want to reestablish a new you, okay? Like maybe physically buy yourself something, you know, maybe get your hair done. Not that you let yourself go, you know, to the curb or anything like that, but you just were really deep, deep thinking. So you might buy a few new pieces of wardrobe throughout the year, just reinventing yourself. And that might have already started, but it's going to take on a full effect. And it's a very big difference than what you were feeling like this last year. I know that. Saturn, yeah. Where is Saturn at? Okay, so that resonates with you?
100%. The last, say, 3.5 years, experienced a separation, divorce, separation from my young child. So, yeah, it's been a very tough ride.
Yeah, I'd say you've just kind of been closed off and depressed. And just know with Jupiter in the first house of the physical self, it looks directly across to the seventh house, right below the seventh house of relationships and people. You have the moon there, too, by the way, and it's in Leo energy. So it is really meant for you to be with someone who knows how to treat you like a queen. And it is meant for you to have someone that's also very nurturing and caring and likes to not only take the lead, but take the lead in the home and likes to be more nurturing. So Jupiter is going to be aspecting that seventh house. So you might actually, even though you don't want it, and it's too recent because you're just healing, you actually might attract someone, okay? Especially if you're starting to wear a smile. Now, Saturn is still sitting in the 10th, and I'm sorry, Saturn is still sitting in the 12th house of isolation, spirituality, and all that other good stuff that we tend to feel a loss of, okay? So, and it really, for you, it could just be you being more disciplined on your spirituality, self-healing, you know, really starting to understand whatever it is you're following as far as religion is, whether it's religion, whether it's spirituality, or just, you know, learning esoteric knowledge and wisdom, you know, maybe even studying about other religions or even other nationalities, just spirituality. You're just, it seems like you've been really serious about it. That's going to take on the rest of the year. I just really feel everything is going into your first house. So you'll buy a couple of things for yourself. Saturn is then going to transit into your first house itself. So you're going to be very serious about the people that you let into your circle. Not that you weren't before, but you're really going to be serious about it. As a matter of fact, you probably let go of a lot of friends, or just dissipated from a lot of the social groups that you were in. and just want to be alone, but also to having real friends around you, not the other ones, but you just kind of separated yourself. So you're going to take on that energy still. This whole upcoming year for you is going to be about, and I'm going to say start bleeding now into 2022, is going to be about you thinking about the next 20 years of your life. You really shone in the foundation of who you want to be. And then as we get closer to 2023, I just wouldn't be surprised if you change your form of income and expand that second house, as Jupiter will then transit into the second house. You might even expand your family by, you know, meeting someone and adding them to the family, or adopting, or even you might even have a family business, or just a second way of making more income. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
It's all in the light for you.
Definitely giving birth to something different. And yes, for sure.
It's going to get better here on out. Well, your wheel is it's a new cycle. And I know we say that. That's a, you know, we love to say that. But when you understand Saturn's cycle and Jupiter's cycle, it is a new cycle. Just like us females, we have cycles every month based on the moon's energy. It's the same with Saturn and Jupiter. So you are starting a new cycle. Saturn visits a house every 2.5 years, depending on how big their house is. A house is an area of life. So for in my father's house, there are many mansions. So each house is meant to be flipped into many things, many mansions, you know, a big estate, okay? So you're about ready to do some big things, but stay focused and stay grounded and just know that it's not your imagination. Don't be depressed. Get ready, okay? Get ready, stay ready, and study. Keep studying.
Yes, my sister, thank you. I really appreciate this. I would definitely say as of January, I can definitely feel a huge difference within myself. I've taken myself out of that shell, and I've become very present. Because I feel like I've worked through a lot of those deep set things that were in the depth of my soul that were bothering me that I had to work through, especially how my relationship and everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been in a very deep introspective type of search within myself to repair those pieces of myself that, I let be abused, and just reclaiming all the pieces of who I am and going forward. And I definitely feel like the light has definitely lit back up inside of me like I once had. So, it's a beautiful process, and I feel like I've been growing a hell of a lot through it. So yeah, it's been a great process, because I feel like for the first time in my life I know who Sheba is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You might want to write. You are going to be a phenomenal writer, so you may want to publish some things. I'm just saying, you got a lot of Geminian energy in your fifth house of creativity, and you know you have Venus and Mercury in your sixth house of routine and health. You know, you might want to do something that is more organic, or, you know, do something, do some kind of health healing services,
oh,
like Reiki or candles,
so awesome,
or
my sister.
Food.
You're so on it. That's where my passion lies. Yes.
Well, wow. Thank you for that feedback. But you have Cancerian energy, so in your place of service, it is to heal in a way that's nurturing. So, like, even if you were to do, like, herbs and crystals and stuff like that, or healing lotions and creams and spa stuff, all of that stuff you do really great with.
Thank you so much for that confirmation. You're giving me all the confirmation that I need.
Well, then you're welcome.
Well, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Let's go to 8436. 843-610. Eddie?
Yes. Greetings, Sis Bev.
Greetings.
Hey, Eddie.
Greetings, family. How you doing, Genevieve?
Hi. Thank you. Yes, it's Genevieve. How
Greetings.
Can I help you today, Eddie?
My anniversary is January 27th, 1960.
January 27th, 1960?
Yes,
6-0,
six, right. Yes.
6-0. And can you tell me what time you were born?
I am not exactly sure, but I know it was evening. Yes, I have. I've been saying I'm going to get my actual birth certificate, believe it or not, and I haven't. Don't beat me up, Bev. I haven't. No authentication.
Okay.
But you were born in the evening. Okay, so we'll just go for about that time. Okay. Where were you born?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Kingstown.
Okay, let me just go ahead. Okay. Let's just see what's going on with you. I'll just do a basic. Okay. So January 27th. Wow. Wow. This is your season. It may not feel like it, but it's your season for just, wow. I mean, I don't even know what to say. You have so much Aquarian and Capricorn energy, Jupiter and Sagittarius. I need to be learning some things from you. Sun, Moon, Mercury in Aquarius, Venus in Capricorn. You are a builder. Like, you don't start anything that you can't finish. You're long-term in what you do, and you believe in friendships that are strong, and you believe in a lot of great things. Mars in Capricorn, highly educated. Or the answers, you know, you just know where to get the resources. Saturn in Capricorn. So it's been hard. It's been a hard 2.5 years because, you know, Capricorn has been asking a lot of you because you naturally have Saturn in Capricorn. Okay, so it just means a lot of hard work. And if you're not working, it means that you're simply meant to put in the effort. And sometimes the effort is just getting rest. Sometimes the effort is in looking forward, but I'm going to say this much. It's your year. The next year is going to be a lot better. So does any of that resonate?
Mm-hmm. All of it. My godmother passed, and she was emphasizing on Saturn and being devoted to Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And she studied chromatic science, which is basically Egyptian science, and
mm-hmm.
Saturn is Pet-Heru, and I think it's an Ifa, she's Oshun, and
mm-hmm.
both of them desire you to be devoted to them, you know,
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, I've always been an honorable guy, so I always respected, you know, feminine
mm-hmm.
energy, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I've just been striving to be more devoted to celestial bodies also.
Mhm.
You know,
wow. Well, we're walking. Go ahead.
Every now and then, when I come on the show,
mm-hmm.
I think it's by the Funkadelics. Ed's not around. I haven't heard him on tonight, but there's a song that says, "Oh yes, we love you, yes we do. Oh yes, we love you." And I always say that to Sis Bev because you know she's so wonderful,
mm-hmm.
just as you are. But I yield. I just
oh,
wanted to throw
you.
That out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
What was you going to say?
Well,
wait, Genevieve,
yeah, I was
going to
say
something else.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to just inform you that, you know, it's you're so ahead of your time, and you've always been that way. You're a great student, and there's so much for you to teach and advise. You're very open to learning about our esoteric studies and metaphysical sciences, whether or not you believe them, that, you know, that's different, but you're very open to it. And that's, you were born to be open Okay, Jupiter and Sagittarius, you are not one of those guys who are really meant to be asleep on the couch of life. You're not. You're highly, highly educated, born to know these things, and you have an admiration for your elders, an admiration for your ancients. Your energy is amazing, and there is, you know, one little there's one little line that I love from Aqua Boogie, and it goes, "Aqua Boogie, baby, with the rhythm that makes you dance to what we will have to live through. Underwater boogie, you dance underwater and not get wet." I mean, and it's just like you're so ahead of your time, and you know not to get wet. So was Saturn getting ready to do its final stages in Capricorn? Did you put in the hard work and the effort in anything that you wanted to be enthusiastically goal-oriented towards in your healing, in your recovery, in your relationships, in your friendships, in finding your healing and your peace? Did you put enthusiastic effort in? And I believe you know to do that, and you knew to do that. And just know that we're ending that peak where you don't have to be so hard on yourself. It's not going to be that much more before you start to reap the rewards for your great discipline. Okay?
Wow. Yes. And if I may ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
go
telling
ahead.
You, it's a lot to consume. I almost want to be silent for a while, but I know that time is marching. But I wanted to ask Genevieve to speak a little more about Jupiter. You know, it's one of the biggest planets, and it has a lot of chaos to it, but at the same time, you know, just speak to it. I don't want to narrate.
Okay.
But, you know.
So Jupiter, you know, is about our belief system and our ideology, and most of the signs are actually debilitated in Jupiter except for Sagittarius. Jupiter, who rules Sagittarius, but also co-rules Pisces, which is psychology and philosophy. And that's what triggers you to want to watch YouTube videos to learn about things that are, you know, unorthodox to other people. That's what makes you think deep, deep, is your Jupiter placement in Sagittarius. On a lower frequency, it might have got you in places, you know, that, you know, where you were maybe a little reckless. I doubt that, though, because you have so much Aquarian energy. But meaning, you know, Sagittarius could be reckless, and that's how they learn their wisdom, how they find out what wisdom is. But Jupiter is expansive and it's explosive. It can show up as a loss in the way that, and I say this because here's an example, when Jupiter transits in your second house of finance, your second house of Taurus, Jupiter likes to spend all the money that it made. I want to go on a long trip. I want to go on a long distance trip. I want to take the family out to eat. I made a lot of money. I want to do this. And, you know, Taurus energy is very practical, while Jupiter is just passionate. Let's expand. Let's go buy a new computer and let's redecorate the house. But Taurus and Venus, they just want you to chill and put the money in the bank. So that would be a good time where you study why you want to spend money, study yourself, study expanding money. Okay, so Jupiter is an amazing planet. It's where we learn about the gods. It's where we learn about religion. It's where we learn about spirituality. It's where we learn about foreign travel. It's where we learn about higher education. Jupiter is what makes us the advisor and the teacher and the coach, the life coach. Okay? Like I said, I would love to read something from you, because Jupiter in Sagittarius is the author. It's a publisher. It's a published author. It's deep writing. You have a lot to tell me about your grandmother, and I would love to read it. Okay? Does that resonate with you at all?
Mm-hmm. sun is shining at 11 o'clock right now. The sun is shining at 11 o'clock p.m. I thank you, and I salute you, Genevieve.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Better love.
Thank you. Better love. Okay, we're down on time. They've been holding on. Let's see. 727-656. Are you there?
I am right here.
Hi there.
Okay.
I am so enjoying how you are blessing the callers tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. We are so happy to have you.
Thank you. My birth date is 8 September 55.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was born in Chicago at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, and what is your name?
Kate.
Kate, sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay, one second, Kate. And how's your night going?
Terrific, thank you. You made it better.
Oh, we're glad to hear that. September the 8th, 1955. Okay, give me one second. I'm almost done here. And 10 a.m. Okay. Wow. I don't know what happened. Wow. Well, you're definitely a thinker. I think you know that. You, Virgo, Sun, Virgo, Venus, Virgo, Mars, Saturn in Scorpio, Jupiter in Leo, Moon in Gemini. You, I'd like to say that you could be a perfectionist at times, okay? You're highly analytical and you're into very deep thinking, very systematic, very methodical. And you're very, very deep in your thoughts. I mean, I can't convey that enough. And yet you think of everything. You're so material, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is. But also, too, it can be depressing because you can worry a lot if you overthink things, okay?
In the past.
Great. I'm glad. Saturn in Scorpio, it's about the mastery of being able to transform, okay? It's about the mastery of hidden knowledge, okay? Being able to understand, and this is what I was going to tell Eddie and the audience, that we are walking constellations. We are a constellation. Being able to understand the energy and frequency, the accounting of the person standing in front of you.
Yeah.
You have the capacity to do that and avoid all of the worry that's created in modern-day Babylon, okay,
yep.
Within oneself. You're an accountant of the stars, to be honest with you. Mercury in Libra, you do have a very pleasant voice, and if you don't know that, you know it now. You have a way with words that bring people together, that create balance. Jupiter in Leo, you're very protective. You believe in being protective. I'm curious to see what kind of energy that you have overall in Vedic astrology. So if you just can give me a second, I know we're kind of short on time, but I just want to do your chart in Vedic astrology and see what's really going on with you, if that's okay.
Lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. So September 8th, 1955. Does that resonate what I'm saying to you?
Totally. Completely.
Okay. Awesome.
Especially the young people around me. My nephew often says, it's not that deep. I hear that frequently. And my response is, it's all that deep.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it really is. It's so deep. You know, when I really, last night, I I finished all my nakshatra series of studying because I teach astrology. And when I really took a look at it, it was like, wow, there's like 108 different ways a person can balance their mind. And
wow.
That's just their mind. It has nothing to do with their belief system and their heart and their ego.
Wow.
There's 108 different types of ways to study how a person focuses on any given thing. And as a person thinks and feels, so they become. So
focus
like, wow.
Is everything. That's where
exactly.
The lens takes us, where
mm-hmm.
we focus.
And Virgo's really good at focus. You have a lot going on in your 11th house of networking. Okay, a lot going on. Let me just take off your current transits and see where your real planets are. I also do Gemini as well as Yoshti, Vedic astrology. And I do superimpose both Western tropical as well as sidereal. So just in general, you have a mass conjunction in your 11th house. Leo, like you should literally be like a radio networking star, communicating and conveying. You have so much Leo energy, it's ridiculous. So it's like in tropical, you're more Virgo, but you have a Virgo-Leo blend. You're a healer.
My Jupiter
in
is in Leo also. When Eddie was speaking about Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
My Jupiter is in Leo.
You have a lot of it overall. When you take a really great look deeply at Vedic astrology, let me just double check that because I just want to make sure I got the right chart. I just see you doing a lot. Let me see 1 second. I have a profile on it. I just want to make sure I have the right time in here. Okay. Chicago. Okay, you have a lot of energy in your house of networking. Like, people love working with you. They love talking to you. The sun shines bright in the house of networks, okay? So whatever that is, whether it's radio, whether it's talk radio, whether it's, in the way of LinkedIn, I mean, you are a networking tool. Just so that you know, you got a lot going on in your fifth house of romance, the fifth house of creativity, and the fifth house of children. If you have children, you may be spending a lot more time with them, and that might have is happening, okay? There's nothing holding you back right now. You naturally have Jupiter energy in the 10th house. It's meant for you to be a nurturing type of advisor or in a manager department position, where you lead people and you guide people. You would do very well in a nurturing environment, whether it's hospital, nursing, whether it's caring for other people, whether it's providing some type of healing, even cooking. But you're just a very nurturing type of energy, and you're the type of boss that everybody needs at the workplace. You'd make a great HR person. It's nice. A lot more time having fun this year. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay. Enjoy.
You too.
Okay, this is our last caller here. 216-404.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hi there.
We're doing great.
We're doing good.
It's Desmond. My birthday was 12/16/71. I was born at 10:09 a.m.
10:09 a.m., 12/16. And can you tell me, Desmond, where you were born?
Cleveland, Ohio, 12/16.
Ooh, my children are in Cleveland. All right.
What? Okay.
1971, yes. I actually love Levert Town. I love Cleveland. It's very nostalgic and warm, and I just feel at home there. 1971. Anyway, I'm just about done with you. 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
10:09. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so let me just go ahead and take a peek. All right. Sagittarius. You have five planets in Sagittarius. So you too, Venus and Capricorn, you are a lot like Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. You are a builder. Venus and Capricorn is a builder. Okay, at a heart level, not ego and not mind. We're talking about at a heart level. You don't do anything that you can't finish in love. You're the type of person who looks for a woman who is a builder as well, and you like long-term, and if you don't, you will, okay? You're the type of person who can stick around in a relationship that's solid for a very, very long time, and you love from a place of stability. Am I telling too much information?
Say that again.
Am I saying too much? Am I telling too much information?
No.
Does it resonate? You're going to give Jay-Z a run for his money. Does it resonate?
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. All the way.
The Sun, Moon, and Mercury, and Jupiter, and Neptune, and Sagittarius. If you don't know that you're an artist, you really are. You're very passionate about what you want to do. And I would say that YouTube was probably something that you like to do a lot too, because you want to learn. You know, you like to hear things that expand your mind. Jupiter is not debilitated in Sagittarius. Please, everybody study Jupiter, because a lot of placements are debilitated, meaning a lot of energy. A lot of people are debilitated. That means like people are just sitting on the couch like zombies. Okay, not doing anything productive with their time except worrying about things and stressing out or not thinking. So Jupiter is not debilitated in Sagittarius. You just have a keen knowing of things. You're the type of man that would have a good book around, or, you know, likes books and traveling, you know, takes an interest in traveling, learning about other people and how they live. On a lower frequency, or maybe in your youth, you might have been a little bit of a playboy, or a lot, because that's like how many horses running free there, okay? like I said, giving Jay-Z a run for his money, but I will say this, when you find the person that you want to be with, you know, it's about building. And if she's a builder too, it is literally Jay-Z and Beyonce all day for you, okay? So, you know, do what you do. Meeting people and traveling and learning, even if you don't travel and you just watch other ethnicities, you learn something. But get out there and travel, because you're going to feel so good when you do, if you haven't, okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
All righty.
All right. Appreciate that. That was very insightful.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Carla.
Appreciate it.
All right. Mhm. Well, thank you. I can't say your name like Eddie do. He got it down.
Genevieve. G is fine.
Okay, G. Now tell them again before we go how they can contact you.
I am on Instagram at Gem Lightwork. Gem as in an emerald, gem, jewel, diamond, Gem Lightwork. I am on Facebook at Gem Lightwork, and you can email me at gemlightwork@gmail.com.
All righty. Well, thank you for giving us your time and your energy. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Eric. Are you still with us, Eric?
Glad is the night.
Well,
glad is the night.
Yes.
yes. Night, by the way, in tarot, that is an action. It's an action. The night represents an action that we take in life. And it's an amazing thing to be the Knights of Pentacles. It's slow, solid, moving action. And it represents the stability in our lives, okay? So it's a good night.
All right. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate both of y'all. Thank both of you for joining us. We shall continue tonight. So we appreciate
you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank us.
Thank you for having me tonight, everyone.
Thank you. Okay.
So he's leaving.